Hello, everybody. Welcome to Getting Ready with Gatsby. So don't mind me as I'm getting dressed. I have to go for a hair appointment today. So normally Saturdays I do like a whole lot of nothing, really. I'm kind of excited. I'm thinking about changing the color completely. Not that you guys care at all. Currently blonde, thinking of moving more towards like coppers and reds. Realistically, those are the two colors that I go back and forth between all the time. Okay, so regardless, that's not what I wanted to talk about. That just explains why there's weird noises, why my voice might go in and out. Apologies in advance. So what I really wanted to talk about is just my little bit of life advice, I guess. Not that I'm an expert at it. I definitely have screwed up my life in ways, so whatever. But I just want to take the time to say that if you are currently miserable and unhappy, if you just keep, every time you go to work, you think, this might be the day that I quit, that I just walk out, you should really do it. You should find somewhere else. Because somewhere, someone's going to appreciate you for what you do. I had been working at a place for about 4 years. And they really heavily relied on me. And they knew it. Like, they openly talked about it. They knew. I was their go-to person. I always stayed late. It got to a point where I was staying about minimum 10 extra hours, a week. But on several paychecks, it was definitely closer to 15. And I didn't even realize I was staying that much. It was like, I had one paycheck where I didn't have a bunch of overtime on it. And I looked and I was like, why is my paycheck so small? What the hell did they do? And then I was like, oh, it's just because all of my other paychecks, I've had insane amounts of overtime and didn't even realize it. And I knew I was unhappy there, and what they were doing and everything. I wasn't okay with a lot of their business practices, but it was a job, and I was comfortable, and I knew what I was doing, and I have the hang-up where I really like being needed. There's something about people being like, oh yeah, you can go to her. And she'll fix it no matter what it is, that just I enjoy. And I really wish I didn't, because my life would be a lot easier if I didn't have that insane need, but I do have that insane need. So even though I hated it and things were ridiculous, I wasn't very actively looking for a new job. I think when I realized that I was working 15 hours extra a week is when I started to look. And I didn't look very intensely. I think I applied to like 2 places. And I know that's not the case for everybody, that this works out. And I had applied other places in the past and things hadn't gone anywhere there. But I was hired at a new place. And one of the things that had bothered me for a long time is that they were underpaying me. And I understand people who've been in pharmacy, because that's, I'm a technician. People who've been in that job for years and years can make a substantial amount of money because they have a lot of experience, you know, and I just don't have that experience. So it doesn't matter that I'm very good at my job. Whereas they just have experience and aren't necessarily great at it. So I've always understood that. But at the same time, new people were coming in making much more than I was making. When I started there, I was making $11 an hour. And when I left, after getting a promotion and working there for 4 years, I was up to, what was it, like $14.36, I think. And again, like I realized, that's a lot of pay increases to get in a short amount of time, whatever, but I don't know. Does it ever bother you guys when stuff like that happens? Like, I don't know. Because they relied on me so much and they openly admitted it, it was like a real slap in the face that they didn't care and they didn't ever try to make what I was making match what other people were making. The other people, they were making about $16 an hour, but not doing nearly as much work as me. So that's where my whole hang up really came from. So anyways, I went to this new place. They are paying me above what I asked for. Like, I'm not good at negotiating. I'm not good at being like, I have good skills and you're going to pay me $20 an hour and then negotiating down or whatever to compromise. No, I start low. I'm like, yeah, 50 cents more an hour than what I'm currently making, I'll take it. So I didn't ask for a lot when I applied there. I asked for like $15.50, I think. And they offered me $18.50. And I had to reread the offer several times and was ecstatic about the whole thing. And then they finally realized that they didn't want to lose me at my old job and offered me the, the $16 that they had refused to give me up until that point. So that was not hard to turn down, and I'm thankful for that, because as soon as I left there and I started this new job, my world changed. Not my world, me. I hadn't realized how negatively that place had affected me. It was bad. I was always in a bad mood there, and like I knew that I was being a real grouch and that things were not great, but I didn't realize that it just had impacted my soul so much, I guess. That sounds dramatic. That sounds very dramatic. But I don't know how else to phrase it, because when I didn't have to go back to that job, it was like this huge weight had been lifted. And that sounds so cliche, and I wish that there was a way of like expressing it without using a bunch of cliches, but really, it was. And I didn't know how bad I had felt until I didn't feel bad anymore. And so that's really my point. And I'm sorry it was long-winded and that I'm moving around and all that crap. But my point is, if you think you feel shitty where you are now and you're not appreciated, find someone who does. I guarantee they're out there. I have the same feelings about relationships, but that's neither here nor there. If you are not being valued, find someone who will. Life is too short to feel like that all the time, especially when you don't even realize that what you're feeling is so negative. You deserve better. And that's just my little, I don't know. Just want you guys to realize that. You're better than having to put up with that. All right. I hope you have a good weekend. thank you for putting up with my ridiculous ramble. Hopefully I will talk to you guys later. Bye.